Welcome to Harvest Beyond Sunday, a podcast that seeks to inform and equip the members of Harvest Church, as well as celebrate what God is doing in and through our body.
Hey, Harvest Church, welcome back to another episode of the Harvest Beyond Sunday podcast. And we told you at the end of last episode that we had a bit of a surprise for you. And if you've been in this season, you know we're really slowly walking through the book, How People Change. And the surprise is that we're going to take a pause. We have gone through an overview. We've looked at the big picture and some of the challenges we face in approaching holiness and change and so on and so forth. We've looked at situational heat in our life and circumstances and the consequences, and then transition to the thorns. And if you remember the chart, there's heat, thorns, cross, fruit. And we're going to take a pause between thorns and cross over the course of the summer for two purposes. Number one is so that you can do some deep diving work. If you have been following through on the podcast and on your sheet, or if you've got a prayer journal or whatever it is, you can do some deep heart work on yourself to evaluate what are some of your sinful desires you have, or something you're desiring too much. You can evaluate some of your sin struggles. You can evaluate some of the root causes behind it, and so on and so forth. And we really encourage you to get the book, or you know, maybe we can post it in show notes or something. I don't know, but get a hold of the book. There are some diagnostic questions. I think there's 34 diagnostic questions that go along with the second chapter on thorns, why we get entangled. They're kind of at the end of that chapter that can help you evaluate. So that'd be purpose number one. Is we're just gonna pause. It's good to have a season of pausing, and it'll be helpful for us as we evaluate our own sins this summer. And then we're also gonna get the opportunity to hopefully hear from some of you about this deep work. In next semester, when we pick this back up in the fall, we're hoping to have some of you join us on the podcast. Some of you have taken this seriously, who are willing to be a little bit vulnerable. We don't have to be so vulnerable that you're embarrassed or whatever, but honest about how helpful this process has been for you to change, or how it's healed your marriage or restored a relationship in your family at work or whatever. And we may try to get some experts on as well. So that'd be purpose number one.
And let me just add one thing before you move on to purpose number two. So those x-ray questions that Wester was referring to, they are available in the book, if you have the book, in this Thorns chapter, part two. But I've also included them on the previous episode show notes, and I'll include them in this episode show notes as well. There's a link. It's not from How People Change, but it's my understanding is the questions that they drew inspiration from a man named David Pallison, who is a really respected Christian counselor. So those will be included in the show notes, just in case you don't have a physical copy of the book.
Yeah, and Noah and I are not going to take offense, so we're not going to have a thorn response to
as me not introducing you.
No, as not as maybe having some experts on the podcast.
That's right.
Oh,
that's
right. Additional experts.
No, I am.
I see what you did there.
Couldn't let that one
My
pass.
Bad.
Specialist.
Couldn't let it pass up.
Okay, I'll have to ask for forgiveness.
Which brings us to...
Well,
the second
point is, and actually there's a third point that I'll let Sonia and Noah talk about, but the second part of this is, and if you're listening to this podcast, you've already been introduced to our summer series. Ben Fasano will have just preached on this yesterday, if you're listening to the day this podcast is released, on the first sermon in our summer series. And our summer series is going through a book by Jerry Bridges called Respectable Sins. And so Ben has given us introduction and his plan. We're recording this before the sermon. His plan is to preach on ungodliness. So hopefully he did that. This book is going to highlight some thorns in our life that we may not be aware of, or one of the thorns is anger. We may be aware we have anger issues, but we may not understand why. Okay. And so, one of the chapters, actually two chapters on anger. So we're going to be preaching through this series somewhere between 9 and 14 weeks. Probably leaning more towards that 14 weeks all the way up through Labor Day. So pausing the podcast on the tail end of looking at thorns, then beginning this preaching series, which is going to be looking at sins, respectable sins, sins we often overlook in our lives, will allow us to reflect even more.
So you can almost think of these as like the hidden thorns, the thorns that are harder to kind of unearth in your heart. They're there, they're present. But I was just going to really quickly, if it's okay, Wes, just read through kind of this is just a selection of the different respectable sins that we'll be looking at. So Wes already mentioned ungodliness, anxiety and frustration, discontentment, unthankfulness, pride, selfishness, lack of self-control, impatience and irritability, judgmentalism, envy, jealousy, sins of the tongue, worldliness. So as you can tell, there's a lot there, and things, sins that are maybe a little bit harder to detect in your own heart without doing the kind of deep work that you're referring to, Wes, that we've been building up to through the first part of how people change. So it's a great opportunity as you're answering those x-ray questions, as you're kind of taking stock of the thorns in your heart response, it'll be a great opportunity this summer to get a sense of whether or not unthankfulness is something that has kind of a stronghold in your life, or pride, or lack of self-control. As we go through these respectable sins, hopefully that'll help to flesh out the picture for all of us of what hidden thorns are starting to take shape in our lives.
Yeah, and these are sins of the saints. Yeah. So yeah. What do we mean by that? These are sins that believers commit inside the church to one another in their homes. We tend to look at these really big sins like adultery and murder and all of these things, and we go, okay, well, we're not doing that. But these are just as dangerous. These are sins of the saints that can really cause conflict within the church.
Within your marriage, exactly. Or whatever relationship.
And so that is, I'm really glad it's going to be real. It's going to be a great resource. We would encourage you to buy this book as well. We'll link it. Noah, he's the only one that knows how to do that.
We definitely encourage you to get the book and read it as well. One tag announcement to part two, and then Sonia's going to, and Noah are going to share purpose number three. But we are actually going to continue the podcast series through the summer. We're taking a pause on the book, but every Tuesday after the sermon is preached, Tuesday afternoon, we're going to have whoever preached the sermon, assuming they're available, to come in and do about a 30-minute episode on maybe something they didn't get to share from the book, or something they didn't get to share in their preparation on Sunday. So literally, we're going to go beyond Sunday and dive a little deeper into the sermon to help continue the discussion and deepen the discussion, add some more clarity, on each one of these sermon topics.
Yeah. For anyone who's prepared a sermon or a talk or a teaching, there's a lot of information on the cutting room floor. I wish we had time, but we need to finish on time. So I think it's just going to be exciting. I think it's going to give an opportunity to our church to get to know our young pastors more in our preaching residency. I think there's just a lot of wins here.
Okay, so the purpose number one is we're taking a break so you can do that self-diagnostic, deep heart work that we all need to do in evaluating our struggles and sins and desires. Two, it's going to coincide with our summer preaching series to help expose and unearth even things we're not aware of. And then three, Sonia and Noah, what's another purpose? We're pausing the book, How People Change, and going to re-engage it in the fall.
You know, I think that Noah and I would really like to think that we were this organized and
clever.
We would, yeah, and this and clever, and that I think maybe we would even like our audience to know that we spend this much time. But Noah and I have just been celebrating before we came on air, just of God's just faithfulness and sovereignty and what He's doing. I picked up my Respectable Sin book yesterday just to get prepared for this. And on the very first page, I read, "The church at Corinth was all messed up, both theologically and morally." And as God would have it, we are studying in men's and women's Bible studies, 2 Corinthians. So we are going to
this fall.
So we are going to have a close-up look at all of these sins that are inside the church that the saints are participating in. And so we just are excited that once again, we're just adding that extra layer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully it'll feel, you know, you think about how exciting it is through the end of the year. It should feel like every study kind of builds upon the other studies and is related. It's almost like it's all part of the same fabric that we'd be laying the groundwork here in the spring as we've been doing in how people change, getting people to this point of introspection, taking a look at their hearts, trying to diagnose these thorny responses, these hidden sins. And then it's segueing into this summer series that has to do with respectable sins. And as the Lord would have it, on the very first page of Respectable Sins is a verse from Paul addressing the Corinthian church as we're on the verge of studying 2 Corinthians in the fall. So it's just, it is amazing to think about how all of this has unfolded over the course of the year. You know, we've been planning, you know, for the podcast and modifying plans as we go. And to think that the Lord has kind of orchestrated all of this to kind of fit together as one piece is pretty amazing.
And I think what Noah and I were just discussing is God really wants to do a great work inside Harvest Church. This is too layered. This is kind of screaming out. We are going to refine you more. We want you to look more like Christ.
Yeah, amen. So the Lord's timing and sovereignty and all this is really beautiful. We'd love to take credit for it, but
that would be a respectable sin.
Yeah, that would be pride. Uh-huh. And but the Lord has just really graciously kind of brought these three elements together: the upcoming men's and women's Bible study of 2 Corinthians, where this respectable book, sins book, spends some time in. But also coincides again with the us pausing to take a deeper look at. We don't want to just skip over the thorns in this book and rush straight to, okay, what do I need to be doing, you know, and ignore the thorns. We're not trying to cover up the thorns. We're trying to change them from thorns to fruit. But we can't do that if we don't understand it, the whole purpose of the podcast. So it just, the whole thing really lines up between the podcast we've been in, the book we've been in, How People Change, the summer series, and ultimately men's and women's Bible study coming up. So do the deep work. Keep listening to the podcast. We will have episodes after each sermon is preached going deeper. And again, if you want to come on the podcast and share how this is going in the fall and some things you've discovered and so on and so forth, or you want to reach out for counseling sessions with us to talk through some of these challenges you're facing and thorns and struggles, chances are one of us is struggling with them too. We can certainly do that. So we open up our calendars to you as much as we can. But thank you for listening. Get excited about this summer series and what's coming up in the fall.